I'm Mrs. Norman Miller, a housewife in Bloomington, Indiana. I guess we hadn't been very aware of the emergency until the last couple of weeks or so. But now with butter at 42 cents and eggs at 38, we've sort of begun to sit up and take notice. With Norman's paycheck not increasing any and the men at the stone quarries getting laid off every day or so, it's not so good. Oh, I suppose the men who get laid off at the quarries can go out to Burn City or go out to Charleston and work for the government. But with the government taking the tires and no way of getting there in your car, why, I don't know what we're going to do now. I guess we housewives can do our share, though, by sort of watching in the kitchen and saving all the scraps and using them as much as we can, getting as much as we can out of everything we buy. If we just don't try to stock up on all our food supplies, why, I suppose we won't be forcing prices up. And that'd be good because then everybody will have a chance to get what they want in the stores and when they want it. I think it's a good idea to limit the tires and the sugar and all the stuff like that because then we all sort of feel like we're helping with the war. I know I want to do my part, and I know that all my friends here in Bloomington want to do their parts, too.